So when does the soul experience spiritual happiness? The more the soul comes to the spiritual level of reality, the more it starts experiencing. So now at our stage, when we say we participate in kirtans, we hear some katha, we do some puja, are we experiencing spiritual happiness or are we experiencing material happiness? No, we should focus not so much on where the feeling is coming from, more we can focus on where the feeling is taking me. Because we just get too much into the analysis. Say, for example, there's a class, and in that class there is a joke. And then when I hear the joke, I think, am I laughing for Krishna's pleasure or am I laughing for my own pleasure? Is this material pleasure? Is this joke? Is this laughter in your material pleasure or spiritual pleasure? No, we don't have to bother so. We don't have to become so so hyper-analytical. This is what paralysis by analysis, as we say. So we just focus on, okay, where is this taking me? So if we are so there's the ambit of devotional activities, and if you're experiencing emotions in the ambit of devotional activities, we can consider those emotions to be spiritual as taking us towards Krishna. Now, if we make our bhakti practice dependent on the practice of those emotions, then again we'll be unsteady. But while doing the practice of bhakti steadily, sometimes we experience emotions, that's wonderful. We see that is Krishna giving us some foretaste, some advanced taste of what we'll experience eventually. Okay? Thank you. That's true.